This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadga with the news. Out of stories first. Ruling Nepal Communist Party's standing committee meeting is on the way at the Prime Minister's official residence in Baluwata. A corona-infected woman dies while undergoing treatment at Kusi Hospital. Additional 19 people recovered today from coronavirus infection in Banki District. Regional Blood Transmission Center, Bharatpur, begins setting up a plasma bank for coronavirus-infected people. And India and China agreed to quickly disengage from border standoff. Now the news in detail. The standing committee meeting of the ruling Nepal Communist Party NCP is now underway at the Prime Minister's official residence in Baluwata. Earlier this, the party's chairman and Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and another chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachand have already prepared a proposal with the implementation strategy based on the recommendation furnished by the task force. It has also been said that the meeting would clarify the responsibilities of Chairman Duo proposed the general convention of the party. The meeting would also discuss the reshuffling of the cabinet and specify certain time for accomplishment of remaining task of party unification, among other issues. Likewise, a work schedule has also been prepared to discuss the effective measures for the coronavirus control and prevention. The standing committee meeting of the party had been postponed on the 28th of July. A corona-infected woman has died while undergoing treatment at Bharatnagar-based Kosi Hospital. Head of the Kosi Hospital, Dr. Deepak Sikdil, said a 44-year-old woman from Bharatnagar 19 died last night in course of treatment. She was admitted to the isolation ward of the hospital yesterday afternoon after having respiratory complications with high fever since last 5 days. Likewise, the coronavirus infection has been confirmed in a 78-year-old woman of Ratnanagar 2 in Chitwan district after her death. She had died on the 9th of September while undergoing treatment at the intensive care unit of World Medical College. And she was confirmed to have contracted to the coronavirus this morning through the PCR test. Additional 19 corona-infected people have returned home today following health recovery in Banki District. 9 corona-infected people were discharged from the Medical College Kolhapur Isolation Center, 5 from Hotel City Palace Isolation Center, 2 from Berry Hospital, and 1 is from Atithi Hotel, Khulla Karagar, and Agriculture Training Center, Khajura Banki. With this, the total number of recoveries from the coronavirus infection has raised 970 in Banki District. The Regional Blood Transmission Center, Bharatpur, has started setting up a plasma bank for coronavirus-infected people. Center's Chief Ramesh Kanth Podal said the center has collected fresh blood for corona-infected recovered patients for deposing plasma. He further added that 2 units of plasma have been applied to a COVID-19 patient. Podal said that the preparation is on the way to deposit at least 5 unit plasma of the 4 blood groups. The center has expedited its preparation to identify the corona recovered people in and around Chitwan district and request for plasma donation. Gandaki state has recorded additional 17 new cases of coronavirus today. This has led the coronavirus tally to 747 in the state. 12 people have been injured in a jeep accident at Purbi Chowki Rural Municipality 1 in Duti District this morning. The health condition of the 2 injured in the incident is said to be critical. Police inspector at the district police office Duti Colonel Bahadur Bohra said a jeep carrying workers of Malek Rural Municipality in Assam District, returning from India, met with an accident this morning. Police said the health condition of 48-year-old Dhan Singh Tamata of Malek 6 and 34-year-old Kamala Khatka of the same place was critical. A youth has gone missing in a landslide that occurred at Bodigard Rural Municipality in Baklung District this morning. Police inspector at the district police office Baklung, Deepak Rizal, informed that 35-year-old Dhan Bahadur Ghartimagar of Bodigard Municipality 10 disappeared when the landslide swept away him while he was working in the field. The Narangarh Mughlin road that was blocked at Sarkilo due to a landslide has been opened for one-way traffic. The district police office Sitwan said the road was open single lane at 10:30 this morning after removing a portion of the landslide debris that had deposited on the road. The landslide had occurred at 8:10 a.m. today. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. news now to some international updates. India and China have agreed to quickly disengage from a standoff that has seen gunfire at a disputed border and accusations of kidnapping. Their foreign ministers met on Thursday and said they would ease tensions. Soldiers from both countries have periodically skirmished among the poorly demarcated border called the line of actual control. Both sides have accused each other of straying into their territory and the clashes have sometimes turned deadly. In the joint statement, the neighbors said the current situation is not in the interest of their side. The two countries already have an agreement which bans the use of firearms along the border. More than 500,000 people in the U.S. state of Oregon are fleeing deadly wildfires that are raging across the Pacific Northwest. Authorities say, fanned by unusually hot, dry winds, dozens of infernos are sweeping the state, and at least one is being treated as suspected arson. Governor Kate Brown said the exact number of fatalities is not yet known, though at least four are confirmed. More than 100 wildfires are currently scorching 12 western U.S. states. Microsoft says hackers with ties to Russia, China, and Iran are attempting to snoop on people and grouping involved in the U.S. 2020 presidential election. The tech firm said the Russian hackers who based the 2016 Democratic campaign are again involved. Microsoft said it was clear that foreign activity groups have stepped up their efforts targeting the election. Both President Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden's campaign are in cyber raiders' sight. Microsoft said in a statement that Russian hackers from the Strontium Group have targeted more than 200 organizations, many of which are linked to the U.S. political parties, both Republicans and Democrats. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa, but before wrapping up, top stories once more. Ruling Nepal Communist Party's Standing Committee meeting is on the way at Prime Minister's official residence in Baluwata. A corona-infected woman dies while undergoing treatment at Kosi Hospital. Additional 19 people recovered today from coronavirus infection in Baki District. Regional Blood Transmission Center of Bharatpur begins setting up a plasma bank for coronavirus-infected people. And India and China agreed to quickly disengage from border standoff. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.